Yes, it is a success, and it has shown immediate results, as the President Uhuru announced to allow the maize that were stuck on the border to enter the Kenyan market. There were the business people from Tanzania were transporting maize to Kenya, and for too long now the cargo was seized or was stopped at the border. With excuses that it was unfit for human consumption. But later on it was learned that there were some politics on the business. And so President Uhuru has ordered the Minister for Trade, he has given him two weeks to make sure that the maize has entered the Kenyan market. So that's one of the achievements or the success of the trip.
Now, with this latest move, do you expect relations between Dodoma and Nairobi to be strengthened based on the visit by Samia Suluhu?
Yes, but sometimes we become skeptical, even though the environment might change. The relationship might be bolstered, might be improved in future, depending on the continuous political will on both sides. As you can recall that, even during Jakaya Kikwete, there were several efforts to smoothen, to make the icy relations that existed between Kenya and Tanzania to be improved. There were several efforts made. But unfortunately, some of the elites or some of the politicians in Kenya have been reluctant to allow or to implement what has been signed by the president. That's my worry. And that has been existing for so many years.
Well, Faraja, some people are of the view that it was important for President Hassan to make the move to visit Kenya because the trade balance always seemed to favor Tanzania. So it is in the best interest of Tanzania to make the move to smoothen relations with not only Kenya, but Uganda as well. And partly, and that she has a work to do to smoothen relations in the East African community. How are people reacting to this?
People have shown to be so positive about the move because, Tanzania has been producing a lot of agricultural crops whose market is mostly in Kenya. We are producing at the back, and we don't have markets to sell our crops. So Kenya has become one of our important marketplace for our crops. And so by smoothening the relationship between Kenya and Tanzania, it means the president has now done a good step to allow for the markets for the markets for Tanzanian farmers to sell their crops to Kenya. So that's one of the important things.
On social media platforms, a lot of people are saying that back home, the president does not wear face mask covering at home, but when she goes to visit other nations, including Kenya and Tanzania, she covers her face. And they're wondering if she has changed her stance on the situation of COVID in Tanzania. Why is she wearing face coverings in Tanzania to send a strong message at home that people should protect themselves? What is your take about that?
Yes, and Peter, you can recall one of our interviews in the past. I said, yes, President Samia might take some strong measures against COVID, but I wouldn't expect to be stronger by allowing social distance, even though the Minister of Health has released some guidelines on protection against COVID. But Samia was more diplomatic. She put on mask when she visited Kenya. It was more diplomatic rather than a reality, because when she comes back to Tanzania, she has not been insisting on people to put on mask as one of the methods or measures to protect against COVID. So I think, to me, I take that as more diplomatic than realistic measures against COVID in our country.